The film American Gangster chronicles the true life story of Frank Lucas, who takes turf from the mafia to become a Harlem drug lord in the 70s. Denzel Washington stars as Lucas, a man who sees drugs as an all-American business.
Nobody owns me, though.
Hey.
How you doing, baby?
Good.
That's because I own my own company. My company sells a product that's better than the competition at a price that's lower than the competition.
The movie's got plenty of star power. Russell Crowe plays the lead narcotics cop on Frank's tail, and the RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan plays another of the cops in the drug unit. On the other side of the crime divide, rapper Common portrays Frank's brother. I recently spoke with the RZA and Common about the film. Common told me acting in the movie was like traveling back in time.
Well, it was a lot of fun because, you know, we lived during the time of the 70s, which is, I think, is a very rich and just beautiful time for, you know, black people and just people in general, soulful and spiritual times. So the costume and we wore and just seeing the cars, and it felt good and natural for me to do it.
And the film really captures that, like the old buses and the way New York it looked like back then.
Like, I walked out of the church from the wedding scene and thought, like, man, I really felt like I was in 1971 at the time.
So the RZA, one of the favorite things for me, being a hip-hop fan, is seeing your Wu-Tang tattoo. I don't know how many people who don't know hip-hop, probably nobody will pick up on that. Like, oh, that's an interesting tattoo on his arm.
Uh-huh.
And as this non-traditional cop, you get to be in cut-off sleeves and work underground behind the scenes. How did you enjoy playing a cop?
Man, it was super-duper to play a cop. You know, I'm from New York City, and trust me, I had a lot of run-ins with the police up here as a youth. And as a man, to get a chance to kind of be a cop and to portray that, I think is a good look for myself and a good look for my whole community. And while doing the film, they had brought on real policemen and lieutenants to help us with our dialogue and to make sure we was doing everything proper. And I became friends with some of these guys, and I go to clubs with them now. You know what I mean? So here you see the RZA, a guy who used to be on Staten Island's crime roundup list. Now, you know, hanging with the police and helping them and respecting them. I did an event in Watts a few weeks ago, right? When I got on stage, I had a few guys with me and a few unknowns, and they came on stage and they started saying, F the police, and had the crowd say that, you know what I mean? And it's after this movie, I think, that may help me feel like this. But I stopped them in the middle of that and said, hold on, man. I want to take that back. I want to apologize to the police because the police are our cousins, our aunts, our uncles, our brothers, our sisters, people that's trying to protect our communities. Some of them are bad, some of them are good, but let's not, you know, put them all as stereotype, you know what I mean? And then when the audience changed around and started cheering for that, you know what I mean? I was happy to do that and happy to realize that myself, you know what I mean?
Yes,
that's a really interesting scenario, because in America's minds, the reason that the gangster is such a, it's a powerful part of American mythology because so many people want to be that person who can break the rules. And Common, what about that whole aspect of this? Because there's a racial aspect to this film about how Frank Lucas really transcended being one of these guys who's just dealing on the streets and became an empire builder. Do you see Frank Lucas, the character played by Denzel, as an anti-hero or someone who was a striver and a groundbreaker or both?
You know, that's the dynamics of who we are as people. You know, when you look at a person, you never just gonna get just one thing. You know, this guy who was bringing in heroin and killing folks too, still had some good in him. And, you know, you see the good in him and you feel the good in him. And then you have a police officer who's doing good, but really ain't got himself together and ain't really doing right by his family as well as much.
How did you guys find out about this, get involved with it?
It's really talking. I got involved, I think, like many other people, went out to read for the part. You know, American Gangster was a movie that was being talked about in Hollywood for a while, and I read for one part, didn't get it, but wound up getting even a better part, I think, in my opinion.
For me, I heard about the movie and then heard it was Denzel and Russell Crowe, and then once I read the script, it was like, man, that's all I could think about was wanting to be a part of this movie, you know?
And Common gets to kiss a girl on screen.
Yeah.
you imagine that you don't? So,
yeah.
Common, let me ask you about this whole being T.I.'s dad thing. Again, not everyone is going to be a hip-hop fan who watches this movie, but you're only 8 years older than T.I.?
Yeah, basically.
That was a really like early birth situation.
Yeah, I think I was like a freak of nature that was able to have a baby that soon. But anyway, I mean, you know, we tried to do the best we could to age. You know, me and T.I. was definitely, you know, working to look younger. You know, if he appeared as like a good 18, 19 year old. So
yeah, he looks younger.
Did the best we could.
What about the whole hip-hop generation crossover? And I don't mean crossover to pop, but crossover to film. You've had Queen Latifah and Ice Cube become major stars, and it sounds like both of you guys are actively seeking the acting. But what do you think it is, Common and then the RZA, about the hip-hop generation, the people who are on stage, that makes them able to star on screen?
Every artist or every act rapper that decides to act is not necessarily good and doesn't necessarily do well in movies.
And like Common said, a lot of these rappers, a lot of us ain't going to make it, man. You know what I mean? And you got to know and have that craft mastered of what you're doing. You ain't going to just get it because you're a rapper, you know?
Before I let you guys go, one final question. The RZA, you can go first. What about this film makes it a winner in your mind?
I like to say like this. It ain't because it's a black gangster. It's because it's an American gangster. We all are here trying to make it. And I think this is a movie of a man that made it. You know what I'm saying? But he made it in a world that, you know, you go up, you got to come down.
Common?
And also, it's just a soul to it. Sometimes with soul, you can't put your finger on why it's soulful, but one of the reasons I think it came out so pure is because it's a real story, and the real story resonates with actors who are able to bring that real story to life.
Well, Common, the RZA, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Those were the rappers Common and the RZA from the film American Gangster. The movie opens nationwide today.